In today's episode of the Hustler's Choice podcast, I talk about a bunch of different things, such as why your circle is important, your energy, how it transmutes to other people, how other people's energy transmutes to you. And I also talk about some of the different things that you're going to encounter whenever you first start out your hustle, whenever you first start out in entrepreneurship or whatever you are doing. Basically, whenever you first show the world that you are aiming to become someone great. So I know that you're going to get a lot of value from today's information, from the things that I talk about, and I really look forward to getting your feedback and hearing hearing about some of the different topics you want me to talk about in future episodes, and just some of the different constructive criticism. I'm always looking to grow. I'm always looking for new ideas. But I'm not going to keep you any longer. Enjoy today's episode, and let's get it. You are now listening to episode 2 of the Hustler's Choice podcast. I am your host, Isaac Mashman, and I'm really grateful that you are tuning into today's episode. Now, originally, I had a different style episode planned. The funny thing is, I actually recorded an entire podcast episode with an upcoming rapper. His name is Justin Starling, and it went really, really well. We got a lot of good information, I asked a lot of good questions, and the interview lasted about 25 minutes, and then as I went to take the recording off of my PC and hit the end of the recording, it ended up crashing. And that was one of the most devastating things that has ever happened to me, because I was like, wow, like Justin and I have been trying to get this interview done for the past 6 months, and it finally happens, and out of all things, the application I was using to record it crashed. But guys, such is life, really. That's the way I viewed it. I was like, you know what, that sucks. That really, really sucks. But at the same exact time, I'm like, it is not about how many times you fall down, it is about how many times you get back up. So in today's episode, I'm going to be doing more of a monologue, speaking about something that has been on my mind a lot lately, and that I actually wrote a blog on. Now, if you're following me on social media, or you follow and keep up with my website, I have the Hustler's Choice blog. As you can kind of tell, I'm building an empire around the concept and the name Hustler's Choice. Now, on my blog, I recently talked about why your circle matters, right? Your circle matters. And in it, I talked about energy. And energy, as many of you know, is contagious. It is influential, right? If you are hanging around a negative person, you are more likely to feel negative. If you're hanging around a very vibrant person, a very positive person, you're more likely to feel positive. Now, that is a fact that many people are not aware of. Many people who are living life are not really on the same level of self-awareness. And that's what makes some people stand out above the rest, really. That's what I'm trying to say, because if you think about it, self-awareness is something that really determines your outlook on life. If you know that there are certain areas of your life that need to change, you are self-aware of that. Many people don't even realize that they need to change in the first place. So they go and live life without asking why. They go around and live life thinking that they are living their best life. They think that what they're doing, the 9-to-5 they're working at, the partying that they're doing every single night is good. In reality, it's not. Right? If you see that you are wanting, like, let's take a step back and use the example of you want to be an athlete. If you want to play in the NBA, are you going to be out all night partying with other friends? Are you going to be getting drunk and wasted and, you know, eating chips nonstop and binge watching TV? Most likely not. But I'm here to tell you that if you want to be in the NBA, but you surround yourself with those type of people, you are never going to get into the NBA unless you cut them out or unless you change them. But guys, I really hate to break it to you, it is much easier to change who you hang around than to change other people. Because we have to face the fact that the only way that a person can ever fix themselves or be fixed is if they fix themselves, right? We can spend all of our time and energy trying to influence other people, but if they don't have that certain voice in their own head that clicks, or that little gear mechanism that like finally goes off, that light switch, and is like, wow, like Isaac, I need to change. What I've been doing is leading me down this down this path of failure and destruction. If they don't recognize that, then that is like, that's all you can do, right? You can be a positive support, but the power and the law of association, it works both sided. It is both sided, rather. The one thing that I always say is, imagine that you have two people on a chair, right? Or you have one person on a chair, you have one person on the ground. It is easier for the person standing on the chair to get pulled down by the person on the ground than for them to pull that person up to their level. You can spend all of your days working on other people, growing on other people, but they have to have the initiative to grow themselves. Now, I say all of that to make a full circle and say that who you surround yourself really, really matters. The energy that you are around matters because you're going to be directly influenced by that. If you want to be a millionaire, you're not going to be hanging around a whole bunch of people that hate their lives, that hate their jobs, that hate what they're doing in life, but they don't change anything. If you want to be a millionaire, you're going to want to hang around other millionaires. Now, if you cannot hang around those millionaires in a physical way, you need to go ahead and find your virtual mentors. You need to spend time in personal development. You want to spend time listening to audios and listening to people online who have the success that you want. I know being in Jacksonville and being in my own personal situation, I have not been able to necessarily sit down with a whole bunch of millionaires. I don't have millionaires in my circle. I've been out to dinner with one, but that's one experience. That's not a long-term thing. But in return, what I do until I get into that environment, what I do is I literally sit down and listen to audios nonstop. I listen to podcasts. I listen to Andy Frisella, the MSCEO Project. I know that if you're listening to this podcast, there's a very good chance that you're going to like some of these other people I mentioned, these other entrepreneurs. I listen to the Gary V Audio Experience. He was the first person who I really took to an entrepreneurship. And I realized, like, in high school, because I got started my entrepreneurial journey back in high school, and I realized a lot of the people who I was associating myself with were just negative. They were bad influences. They were bullies. They were doing partying every single night, and they just were not positive people, right? It's really one thing to hang around a friend before you recognize all of these different things. But as soon as you recognize, like, wow, like, I'm trying to take myself to the next level and these other people aren't on the same boat as you, it's going to be difficult to remove yourself because those were your homies. Those were your people who you were really close with. And all of a sudden, you're going to be looking to go to the next level. You're going to be looking to go to new heights. You want to change your situation. You want to change your environment. And those same exact people are going to be looking at you like you're just better than them. They're going to be looking at you like, oh, you're too cool for us now. Or, oh, like, wow, like, you're just a complete jerk. And you have to face that ridicule. As soon as you start showing that you want to be like something above normal, right? As soon as you show that you are trying to do something extraordinary, other people are going to criticize you because you are doing what they want to do but aren't willing to do themselves. Because we have to face it that it is not easy to be an entrepreneur. It is not easy to be a musician. Now, in the interview with Justin Starling, we were talking, and I'm going to have to do another audio with him later down the road whenever the podcast really takes off, because I know time is valuable, and I don't want him to spend another 30 minutes talking about something that he's already talked about. But one of the things that he was talking about is he would go, and he was just doing his thing. He was focused. He was literally laser focused on his own goals. He was looking for ways to grow. He was looking for constructive criticism, but he wasn't being held back by other people in his life. He wasn't, you know, paying attention to the people who showed up after he started having success. And in my own life, I remember being in high school and not even realizing at the time that there were plenty of people talking trash behind my back. You know, people started sending me screenshots the past 6 months because I got involved with this new venture that I'm in. And they're like, oh my God, like, you wear the same exact ring. You do all these different things. You think that you're so much better. You don't know how to make money. You don't know how to run a business. All these different things. And they're sending screenshots to me telling me that, Isaac, you know, you're not going to amount to anything. Or Isaac, you know, what are you, no, you're a scam. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm on this journey of improving myself and you're over here criticizing me for what I'm doing. You're over here criticizing me for wanting to put food on the table and for me wanting to retire my parents and for me wanting to live a life of freedom. Those same exact people now don't even message me because I literally ignored them. If you ignore your haters, it's like a bully in high school. If you ignore them, chances are they're really not going to bully you. Now, something else that really reminds me of is looking back now, a lot of the same exact people who were talking trash behind my back about growing a personal brand, about, you know, really putting in my grind on social media, are the people who are starting up a side hustle, are the people who are starting up a YouTube channel, and I salute them for that. But it's really funny how everything, like, as soon as people see your success or as soon as people see that there's an opportunity, they want to catch up. So why not get ahead of that curve? Why not cut off the snakes, be weary of the fakes, and just do your own thing without focusing on what everyone else is going to tell you? Your circle really matters. You know, there have been plenty of times to where I've been in a room, whether at a family function or whether at a business event or a business meeting, and the room is vibrant, right? The room is going well, good conversation, everyone is happy and uplifted. And there's that one person who walks in a room and just completely depresses everyone. That is a vibe. That is an energy. You know, you can sense someone's vibe. Vibe is not just some cultural word that we get. I mean, to an extent it is. Like, a lot of people throw it around without any context, but it is a legitimate thing. Vibes exist. And on the alternative end, I talked about this in my blog post as well. You can search it up on my website, isaacmashman.com. But one of the things I say is there have been plenty of times to where I've been in a room that is depressing, a room that is sad, a room that is low energy, and someone walks in the room and all of a sudden it lightens up because that person is like, "What's going on, everyone?" And everyone's mood immediately changes. We are vibrational creatures. We are energy. Now, I was listening to this audio by Bob Proctor, and it really opened up my eyes. Bob Proctor is considered, I would say, one of the greatest speakers of all time in my own personal opinion. He's been studying the law of attraction and Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich for the past 50 years of his life, longer than I've been alive. Like, he was literally studying 2.5 of my lifetimes on a specific subject. It takes 10,000 hours to master a skill. I would say that if I want to learn a skill, I want to learn from someone who has more than 10,000 hours. Like, I want to learn from the best of the best. But anyways, one of the things that he was saying is we are literally on a microscopic level, just we're not a solid. Because you think about what an atom is made of. An atom is made out of a neutron, a proton, and an electron, right? And the nucleus with the proton and neutrons, that is one small piece of the atom. Now, on the outside, you have the electrons, but for the most part, atoms are empty space. So if you were to take the human body, or you were to take the chair that you were sitting on right now, or the headphones you're using to listen to this podcast, and go down on a microscopic level, on an atomic level, you would see that it is literally a whole bunch of atoms vibrating at such a rapid pace, but it is not an actual solid. It is not an actual solid. So the energy that we have flows through us, right? How do you think radio waves and frequencies are able to get transmuted or transmitted all across the globe from, you know, one point of planet Earth to the other point of planet Earth? I've recently been talking to someone from France, and it's like, I've been thinking to myself, I was like, it's wild how we are literally having a conversation from 6,500 miles away or 7,500 miles away. It's what time in history were you able to do that? So think of a radio tower. Think of that frequency. Whenever you're with a negative person, you are on their frequency of thinking. You are on their vibrational frequency. So if they are negative and they're literally, you're around them, you are with them. But if you're around a positive person, you are on their own frequency of thinking and own frequency of being. So your goal needs to be around high frequency individuals. If you're around someone who's negative all the time, who's complaining all the time, it's going to weigh down on you. I know in my own personal family, I have plenty of people who are just negative. They complain nonstop. They think that the government is the person who dictates their life. They think that their situation is the fault of everyone else but them, everyone other than themselves. That is the wrong way of thinking. You know, Gary Vee talks about the mindset that he thinks everything is his fault. And I've started to do that in most areas of my life. I mean, I'm not to that degree or that level yet, but I think, you know, if I recognize that my situation is purely based off of what I did in the past, what I didn't do. And because of that, no one else has control over my life. Because I'm like, you know what? I could give you the control over this situation. I could put the blame on you, but I would be letting you control my life. I'm not going to let that happen. You know, and especially thinking back to bullies and people trying to bring you down, and whenever you're on the come up, people really having that negative influence on you. If you let them and let their opinions control your life, you are being controlled by them. You are the reactionary. They are the puppet master, and you are the puppet because they are dictating your movements. You're in control of them, don't get me wrong, if you choose not to. But if you react, you are the reactionary. Stay focused, guys. Stay focused. Stay consistent on your own grind. Be careful with who you hang around. Monitor your circle. Energy is contagious in a positive way, and energy can be contagious in a negative way. There's really none of that in between. You're either good, you're either bad. The gray really doesn't exist. So guys, other than that, I could go on and talk for another 2 hours on this topic, and there's so much, it's such a information-rich topic, but this will be something that I'll talk in other interviews with other people more in depth about. Who knows, maybe down the road I might do a part two. I'm not going to promise you a part two, but we're just going to have to see. But guys, I really am grateful for you taking the time out of your day to listen to this. I'm excited to see where the podcast grows, and I want to leave you with a word of encouragement, and that is that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Never let another person tell you that you cannot, because that is a lie. If someone says that you cannot do something, it is because they doubt their own capabilities. They doubt their own self-esteem. Don't let them control your life. Don't let them dictate what you do. You got it, guys. Remember, success before rest. Keep crushing it, and let's make 2019 the best year yet.